In the meantime, just a shout out here about a fundraiser, and this is one that we love. It's the King of Greystones, but this year it's virtual, and it's here for 2020 to raise funds for the Gavin Glynn Foundation. Our very own Laura Wood from Freshly Squeezed is taking part, and we are joined by both Laura and race director and sports scientist with Pura Vida is Adam Kelly. So hello to Adam and Laura. Laura, good morning. You're a glutton for punishment. Off you go again.
Oh, listen, I tell you something, it's non-stop. The grind is non-stop, you know. As I said in the blog that I finished yesterday that's up on the website, which is called, by the way, Losing the COVID Stone. That's the message that we're getting. Many of us are in the same boat where the fridge kept telling us to go away over the last few months, and we find ourselves in this position again. But I suppose it's a little bit of a position with a difference this time, Declan, because the whole point is, and this is, I suppose, what Adam is, his ethos with Pura Vida is trying to actually form healthy habits that you can be consistent with, and that you can still allow that occasional chocolate hobnob or whatever it is you're having with your tea, as I mentioned in the blog, but at the same time leading a healthy lifestyle as well. And as part of that, doing things like training for virtual triathlons can be a fun thing to do alongside it. I know during the lockdown I was swimming. I took to sea swimming most days, and I just found it helped me in every way for my headspace, and in every area of my life, things became a little bit clearer. So I know that it was one aspect of COVID I did enjoy, getting away from everything and swimming in the sea. But Adam has the very, very hard task of training me for the virtual triathlon, and I don't envy him that.
Right. Adam, an impossible task, but you've taken it on anyway, and good morning to you. So how do you direct a race that, well, is not happening to all intents and purposes, but it is happening virtually?
Yeah, so this year, just due to a number of crowd safety concerns that we're all aware of, I was listening to your last, the last person we had on the show was very interesting about the COVID, but we need to run it virtually this year for obvious safety reasons. So we will be running it over the weekend of the 24th to 26th of July. And it's sort of nation or worldwide now, really. So we've gone global with the King of Greystones this year. It has been
Brilliant.
A global event traditionally, yeah.
So how do people get involved and take your guidance?
Well, anybody can get involved without my guidance in terms of just logging on to King of.
But you'll give us the head start, you see. You'll make it easy for us. That's the way. You know, and I can still have me hobnobs. I mean, Laura promised that we can still have the chocolate hobnobs and still do this.
Yeah, it's about forming an energy balance. If you're doing enough exercise, then there is room for a little bit of treats. But they need to be deserved.
This is how is actually is it going to work? Explain to me. I'm a little bit confused because I've done it the last couple of years, the King Greystones, and it's a fantastic community event, and everyone gets involved. And of course, Gavin Glynn Foundation are so beneficial to people all over the country. But what is the story with what way it's going to work then, Adam?
Oh, she's worried.
Yeah, I'm concerned. Can I cheat?
So go on.
Can I cheat?
So you place an entry first online, okay, through the website. KingofGreystones.com, and then from there you will submit times for the three different events over that weekend between the 24th and the 26th. So that's Friday the 24th, Sunday the 26th. You'll submit the time that you do for your sea swim, for your cycle, and for your run, and that can be submitted through a Garmin file. To prove, I suppose, that you've done it. But a lot of it would be down to honesty, really. Because theoretically, you could jump in your car with your Garmin device on or your Apple device, and you could submit a 100-mile-an-hour cycle.
Yeah.
Cycle ride. So there is, of course, honesty in it. We most people will have competed before, so we know what people's times are roughly going to be like or should be like.
Okay.
So you don't have to worry so much about that much. Technology takes care of that. So if you complete, Laura, which I wouldn't recommend for yourself this year, all three consecutively, so you do your swim, your cycle, your run straight after each other, then you would submit your times on the Friday evening, and you could be the virtual sort of leader on the road, like the Tour de France, for example.
Sorry, don't mean to laugh. It's just when you said leader there.
You get up at 7 o'clock on Friday morning or 6 a.m., you do it.
She does.
You become the leader.
Right, okay.
Maybe
like
you could broadcast
idea.
Live.
listen, when is this all kicking off, or has it started already?
It's from the 24th to the 26th of July is when your times can be submitted. So you've got 2 more weeks of training to go, and then it kicks off then. So training really kicks off now, and Laura is busy getting herself prepared.
Brilliant.
Following my program.
And the money for the Gavin Glynn Foundation, how does that come about?
Well, every single penny from this, and this is why it's important to do it virtually, because it's one of their biggest fundraisers, goes to help children travelling abroad for cancer treatment in the memory of Gavin. So that's the really important part. And so everyone involved still wanted it to happen, but as Adam said, it's the only way it could happen. Adam, you've been involved in this for many years. You've done it a few times yourself. What did you start doing triathlons when you gave up competitive cycling? Was that when it started?
Yes, I had had enough of being involved in big crashes, which were not my fault. So when I went to Australia and started triathlon there in the year 2000 and did it up to 2014. So for 14 years I was competing.
Jenny Mackers. No better man to be teaching me then, eh, Declan?
Exactly.
This
well,
is
we're
it.
expecting great things. And listen, the best of luck to both of you. Adam
Thank
Kelly
you.
And our very own Laura Wood, we won't recognise as she slips under the door into the studio, all to do with the virtual King of Greystones at the end of July, all in aid of the Gavin Glynn Foundation. Great
well,
to talk to you both.
Thank you, Adam, and thank you, Declan.
Take care,
Declan,
thanks,
can I just mention to you before I go as well that on the blog is going to be over, so it's going to be on East Coast website. The first one's up there in relation to the start of the journey, but along the journey there's going to be lots of meal and snack ideas, hacks on saving time, money on food, being prepared, then the stuff about reaping the benefits from outdoor training for your mental health, and lots of other things as well. So every week there's going to be something different to help people on the journey if they wanted to join of a healthier lifestyle and possibly losing the COVID stone if they need to.
Very good. Thank you.
Thanks, Declan.
To both of you. Morning
Thank
show at East Coast.